I think that next week, it'll be in the bulletin. I think next week we're going to start. We have a new version of the brochure. You can tell us the new version by, it says Elul Tavshin Tamaches in the corner, which the first version doesn't do. So it's a Beferish new brochure that Mishneh Berurah and Chovos Halavos will be from 8 to 8:30. So we'll start that Sunday, not tomorrow night. We'll start it Sunday. That so 8 to 8:20 will be Mishneh Berurah, it says here. And Hashkafa, where's Hashkafa? Hashkafa will Musar. Chovos Halavos will be 8:20 to 8:30.
Why do that?
I don't have time to explain why, but that's Matthias. Printed, prepares in the brochure. But it'll still be MP3'd for those of you who are interested. Do we have that fancy setup yet where this comes up on the screen? Coming soon. A very interface. All right, we'll see. We'll try. We're doing it that way. After Ma'ariv will be the Mishnayos every night, including Sunday and Thursday. It'll be Mishnayos right after Ma'ariv. And if anybody wants to learn right now we're doing Mitzvah Atliyas Baretz, so that'll be still Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 10 to 10:15. And I get a break between 9:20 around and 10 o'clock.
On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. Sunday I'll be by the ladies, and Thursday is the Cheshbon HaNefesh. Okay, Mishneh Berurah Wednesday night. Simin Kuf Lamed Zion. I came across yesterday we saw, by the way, yesterday we learned the Mishneh Berurah assumed, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishneh Berurah assumed that even if it's not Shabbos laning, if it's Yom Tov laning, let's say, you could have something that's ma'akev and you have to read it over. If you don't read the Chovos Hayom, like the Karbonos Musaf, and there are things that are Chovos Hayom, he called them, that are obligations of the day, and if you didn't read it properly, you skipped the Pasuk, you have to read it over. There are Achronim, I saw today, I was looking around some more, there are Achronim that argue with that Maskana and say that the only Kriyas HaTorah that's Ma'akev is the Shabbos laning. Everything else is just considered extra because you've lained it Shabbos. And there's no din that you shouldn't, if you end up laning over because you missed out on, because he skipped or whatever on Iker Digga part of the Musaf laning, then maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. You have to ask your local rabbi. Because there are shitas that you don't go back and lane again. That has nothing to do with the sif we're about to learn, because Parshas Torah certainly is a chiyuv b'fnei Ashmo, maybe it's even d'oraisa, but it's certainly a drabonon above and beyond Kriyas HaTorah. There's a chiyuv to read Parshas Torah on a particular Shabbos. So therefore, we're going to learn now that if you miss a pasuk or you didn't say the basic Chovos Hayom, you have to read it over again. Now, it's no raya from the Mechaber, because the Mechaber and the Mishneh Berurah held that's by every Yom Tov, you have that. If you don't read the Chovos Hayom, you have to read it over. I'm just saying that even the Achronim that argue with it and say only Shabbos would agree with Parshas Korah, certainly Parshas Zohar, that if you leave out a pasuk, or a primary pasuk, a pasuk that's basic to the Chovos Hayom, that you have to read it over. So there's no raya from Sefei either way, although the Mechaber does hold like that. Imkara Parshas Parah. We need a siddur for this, or a chumash. Is there a chumash in Parshas Parah? I don't think a siddur is going to be enough. We have to look at the Parshas Bara. Sorry, because here it's taka the wrong way, because it only goes to a sheni. Mekora Parshas Bara. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Mekora Parshas Bara, which is Chukas. So Sifei, in Korah Parshas Poro, Posak, and he stopped, it's Parshas Poro now. He's not reading Chukas, he's reading Parshas Poro. And he stopped the Belager HaGor B'Solchom. There's that. Whatever. Oh, that's way early. That's after Tem Sukkim, okay. That's why he picked that. It's after Tem Sukkim. The Golal Sefer Torah, and he rolled up the Sefer Torah. He means, he's rolling it up by the last bracha. He has to read over again from the beginning. Ad titmo ad ho'erev. U'mevorech lefanev l'achreo. Now, Golal Sefer Torah is laudavka, the Mishmur is going to say. Because as we saw yesterday, what creates Hesach Hadas from laning and it requires a new bracha is saying the last bracha, not just rolling it up after the laning. So the Mechaber is laudavka, but it means that you made the second bracha. So now you have to lane over, and you have to lane from the beginning. Your laning mamash doesn't count, because you laned improperly. You didn't write the proper laning. Just like if you read less than 10 psukim in total, or if one aliyah has less than 3 psukim, we saw that it doesn't count. You have to actually read it over. It's like you didn't read it at all, because you didn't read it in the context of Kriyas HaTorah. So here too, if you read Parshas Poro improperly, you stopped too early, and you said the second bracha, so now you have to read the whole thing again with brachas. You have to make the bracha lefanev l'achrel. Chayzer u'paseach u'maschol meirosh ha-parsha ad titmo ad ho'erev. There's another thing, not to stop at Sheni, which is Mayim Chayim O'Kelly, because there's an ikadika psuk, there are ikadika psukim that come afterwards about being the taher, the tomei meis, how to do it, and you have to go all the way till the end of the parsha, the paragraph. Titmo ad ho'erev. Mavorach lefanel lachrel. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Kotten Yud Zayin, V'golol Sefer Torah, Haber Miachreinim Eskimu, V'golol Lav Davka, as we explained in the previous Sif, Elo Ha'ikr Toloi V'im Berech Bracha Achreina. What? Elo Ha'ikr Toloi V'im, maybe it's on, I don't know. If you made the second bracha, the imlo beirach, it's on. What? All right. I'm willing to forget. It's off. If you have to go downstairs, forget about it. I'm willing to. The imlo beirach. Abba Bisha Golo Sefer Torah. Right? Even though he rolled it up already. Chayz of Akariya Samoyser, the Loy Bracha Lefanel. As we said yesterday, it's not considered Hesach Hadas final, until you make the second Bracha. Meirosh HaParsha. What do you have to go back to the beginning for? Mr. Brewer wants to know. Why don't you just go back to where you stopped? He says, no. Since you didn't read it in the context of a proper laning, ain't concrete. Look at this, it doesn't count. And you have to read it over again with the bracha. Baba began his kimo achrayim, the delegates of posuk, ain't a choser. If he some skipped a pasuk, you don't have to read it over again. If it's not like a, you have to be able to determine if you skip the pasuk, that's the ikar chova. I guess the description of the tahara process. That's what you have to make sure you read. But if you skip, let's say, there's this pasuk, the chol kli pasuach hasharim somit pasul olav tamehu. So big deal. So you skip that pasuk, that wouldn't matter because you're going to read it again in its respective Shabbos. The only thing that's ma'akev by Parshas Poro is dealing me apsukim she'enam ikar chayvus hayoyim. Dainu ad v'lager ha'gor b'tocham. Like the example of the Mechaber, avlam dealing me ikar chayvus hayoyim, tishkin b'li yirab b'duchayzer. Even if you skip just one pasuk, but if it's the Ikar Chayvus Hayayim, you have to go back and make a bracha. Kamashin is Boru Yel, the Mishnah Brus, have cotton yalav, when you're psukhi, carbon musa. Okay, Sivog, the Mechaber. Akore Betora Rishon, the guy gets an aliyah. Bekora Hasheni Meshakora Rishon, the second one repeated what the first one wrote, read. Imhosef, if he added al Mashakora Harishon Shlosha Psukim, he added another three psukim, or afilu shnayim, or two more. He added to what he read over from the first guys. Welcome to Loyefshar. Like we do on Rosh Chodesh, right? We read over one pasuk from the previous guys and another two. Also, Shani Olamin Aminyan, so that counts. But the Yim Lav, if he just read over what the first guy read, Ain Olamin Aminyan, it doesn't count. Meaning it doesn't count. You need a certain number of aliyahs. Monday and Thursday, you need three aliyahs. Yontif, you need five aliyahs. So it doesn't count. If he just read over what the first guy read, I remember there was, we were talking about there's no Bali Kari here. Guy gets an aliyah, he walks up, he reads. So if the second guy decides to read what the first guy read, it doesn't count. Chutz, this is an exception to that also. Mipare HaChag, good old laning on Sukkos, in Eretz Yisrael especially, where all you do four times is read over the exact same Sukkim. Mishum Deloyevshar, because there's no other Eitzah. That's the laning of the day. You're not going to go off into another laning. So again, what we learned in Sivav, what? Not in Eretz Yisrael. The fourth one reads over what the first one read. I guess with the same rationale. Right, and the Chuslars, they read the next day. Right. So again, what we learned here is that if you just read over the Psukim, it's a no-no. It's Mamish, it doesn't count as an Aliyah. If all you did was read over the Psukim. What we do on Rosh Chodesh is B'diyeved, but what I guess the Gra's way of laning doesn't do that. But what many, many, many shuls will do, even in Eretz Yisrael, and they read over like one pasuk from the previous guy and two more psukim, so that's okay. At least has three more psukim, or at least two more psukim. Mishnah Berurah Harishon Dafka B'diyeved. This is all B'diyeved, even what the Mechaber describes. To read over what the previous person laying, then read another three psukim. So that's all B'diyeved. You're not supposed to read a pasuk twice. You read it already. And certainly you're making a bracha and you're starting off your laning, reading what was read already, certainly has no pshat. Aval l'chatchila ain kedai sheyikolam afreya me'apsukim ha'koydim. What? Because it's been read already. A bracha was made over it already. You're making a bracha over... What? You read it already. You made the bracha already on these psukim.
On Thursday, you read it on Monday.
So, you see the chilek? On Thursday, there's a new takana to read it again. Maybe by Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe by Ezra. And just, right? So that's what they said, read it again. Ach, yesh nogim apashas b'chul kosai, korim la'ola tochocha shloish ha'psukim kaidim, zay la'aschul b'dovetoyim, afshek bar korah ha'shlish yoysen ha'psukim. See, by us, this wouldn't happen. Because if you want to be makbid, that the guy that gets the tochocha should start three psukim before, then the guy that got the aliyah before would stop there. But they didn't, by them it wasn't so structured, it wasn't so official. They didn't have in the siddur printed where to stop. So he says there's a minute to violate what he just said, shouldn't be done the chatchila, but there's a minute to do it by the tochacha, in order to start with a dover tov. That's the reason. So even if the guy before you lined it already, you start from the dover tov anyway. Shlosh psukim b'makom shefsher, or two, to add two more to the one that the previous guy read, which is exactly what we do by Levi on Rosh Chodesh. Right? We read one pasuk to the previous guy and another two. So that's a b'dieved situation, but we have no choice with Chodesh. In order to slice up the parashas that have to be read, in order that four psukim, four people can get aliyahs, so we allow that. I don't even know the grow. It's Russian, they don't lay like the grow. What? What does the grow do? They read the first three psukim, probably. The first three psukim. And then they read the next five, probably. Right? And they read the next five. Yep. And then what? Cohen 3. The next one, 5. And the third one, he reads over the 3 of the 5. And Biyom HaShabbos. So according to the Gra, I don't know. So you don't read one and another two, but he does the same. But he reads 3 and another 2. What does he gain that much? I don't know. What? Oh, he gains that. I mean, you don't have the proper enough. But he's also reading over from the previous guy's laning. But so you do it when you don't have a choice. But if they do it, they just want to eat aliyahs and do it, so you're not allowed to do it. That could happen, you know. They want to give out aliyahs. They read too much and they want to just read over. So now we've learned that you're not supposed to read over the chatzchila, only in the evidence situation. What? After is a takana b'fnei asmo, right? So welcome to the lecture. You do it like on Sukkot, coming to Hanukkah. V'yam lav, but if you don't do it the way the Mechaber describes, they know them in Aminyan. But losses are mashma. The ain't iser b'dover lachso b'likros mashir korah hola l'fonav. Elish ainoy the l'minyan akruim. You know, it's not also to do. It just won't count you in the 7 kruim. You have to have, let's say, if it's Shabbos, you have to have 7 kruim besides this person. But there's nothing wrong with doing it. That's what some achrayim say. The lashon hamechaber is mashma that way. Yipori hachag. The Mishnah says that the mechaber holds no weight, so everybody has to read the exact same thing, because you can't budge from the Chayvus HaYoyim. Okay, we'll stop here.